one of the things that you can see is that this wasn't just a subjective testing situation. I mean, they used the equipment to help them see what was going on. And they found, again, that those who exercised 4 hours after having completed the learning task did better with the memory recall than the group who didn't exercise at all, but also better than the group who exercised immediately after the learning task. They found that, the researchers found that when participants who exercised 4 hours after the learning task correctly recalled information, they had more precise representations of correct answers in the hippocampus, the brain region that's important for learning and memory. How many of you are beginning to think, I might need to see how I can go about the business of changing my schedule? Can I work it out so that I go to class, so that I go to the gym immediately after I finish my last class? Can I work it out so that I go to the gym, not immediately after, but 4 hours after? Can I work it out so that after I finish studying for the day, I can exercise 4 hours later? And you can see how this may not be practical. You know, you exercise, I mean, you finish studying, let's just say 8 or 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and you want to wait 4 hours later to exercise. That probably wouldn't be the most practical thing. But you know what I'm wondering? What would have happened if they had exercised 2 hours later, 2 hours after completing the learning task? I'm thinking about someone completing the classes, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they say, okay, you know what? I'm going to exercise 2 hours after my last class. And so they plan to be in that gym or at the track, whatever they're going to do, working out push-ups and crunches at home, whatever they're going to do. And experiment. Do this for about 1 or 2 months and just see what kind of impact it has. Notice again now, the participants who exercised 4 hours after the learning task correctly recalled the information better than the others, but also had more precise representations of correct answers. They were able to use the functional MRI to determine that. So the authors are saying that basically they're looking at possible implications. The results are providing initial evidence that properly timed physical exercise can alter mnemonic processes at delayed retrieval and improve memory retention over a period of at least 48 hours. Also, the economic, healthy, and practical nature of exercise makes it ideal for interventions in educational and clinical settings. So they see their experiment as something that serves as a proof of principle study that could inspire future applications of exercise in order to boost long-term memory in various populations. At this point, the authors were not able to explain exactly why delayed exercise appears to boost long-term memory. They point to animal studies that have shown that exercise can increase levels of catecholamines, which are chemical compounds that can improve memory consolidation. And remember that memory consolidation also takes place while we're sleeping. And now we're adding to the mix the fact that exercise can increase the level of the chemicals that improve memory consolidation. And you know, we talk about going to our computer and removing a whole bunch, you know, as we're cleaning it, removing a whole bunch of unnecessary files and putting similar files closer together so that the computer operates better, functions better, moves faster, is more efficient. And our brains can work the same way. We have memory consolidated pieces of information that are similar in nature, that belong together or closer together? Less work for the brain to do when it comes to retrieving information. It doesn't have to go so far to get the pieces of information that belong together. They're already close together. In future research, that same team plans to investigate the underlying mechanisms by which delayed physical activity affects learning and memory. I would like to propose that you at least consider, I would say even experimenting this way. I mentioned the 2-hour delay. What about a 1-hour delay? Yeah. I learned something, whether I've just finished studying for a while or I've just gotten out of class, and I'm going to go work out in 1 hour. 1 hour after that, I'm going to work out. Got to try this for about a month or two. Got to try it for a while so that you know what's causing the change. 1 hour, see what happens. And then maybe 1 or 2 months later, same thing, but with a 2-hour delay with the exercise routine. I don't know, just something to think about anyway. How about this? How many of you really, really, really like not being stressed? Now, don't get me wrong. I hear you. Those of you who are saying some stress can be good for you, I hear you loud and clear. It's not good, though, to be continually stressed. So even though stress can sometimes benefit us, help put us in the fight or flight mode, things like that, get us moving when we need to be moving, it's not good to be stressed all the time. That's why I ask, how many of you like not being stressed? Well, I wonder how many of you have been using some of the processes, techniques, approaches that we've been talking about for years. But I also wonder how many of you have been really thinking about some of those commercials we've been seeing on TV recently that talk about the coloring books for adults. Or maybe you've listened to some of our guests on this program who are really into the visual arts. They paint, they watercolor, etc. How many of you are thinking about the possibility of art as a personal de-stressor? Well, poet and vocalist Otep Shamaya may have said it all in her album title, Art Saves. Maybe overly simplified, possibly, but like countless other creative types who came before her, Shamaya was onto something. According to a new study published in the journal Art Therapy, making art has been found to lower our stress hormone levels. Now, here's a big question. How good do you need to be at it in order for the artwork that you're working on to really reduce your stress? Do you need to have been at it for 3 years minimum? Do you need to have at least intermediate skill level in order to begin to really experience reduction in stress levels, in order for art to work for you? Let's look into this when I come back.